Dr. Vivek Lal is the chief executive of General Atomics Global Corporation. He joins us now at a time when, you know, statements from Washington at the end of the bilateral process between India and the United States have indicated that a deal for Sky Guardian and Sea Guardian drones manufactured by General Atomics, a multi-billion dollar deal, may be on the cards, perhaps in a finite period of time. Dr. Lal, thanks very much for being with us. Would it be fair for me to say that this deal, which is the deal process has been going on for a while, that the deal itself is imminent? And do you have a rough time period within which you expect this to go through?
Thank you, Vishnu. It's a pleasure to join you. Yes, indeed, this has been a watershed event, the Prime Minister Modi's visit to the United States. Again, the relationship between the United States and India has been growing, and in the defense space over the last 10 to 15 years, certainly there has been great strides. But more recently, with all the foundational agreements, et cetera, being signed, I think the progress on the MQ-9Bs is very heartening. And as you know, it's a foreign military sale, so it's a government-to-government discussion. So we look forward to the early conclusion of that, and we do look forward that this capability, which is a game changer really for the both countries, will be in execution in India soon for all the three armed services.
Dr. Lal, let's talk about the capability itself. How would the Sky Guardian, which would be in use by the Air Force and the Army, help defend the Himalayan frontier? And how would the Sea Guardian enable India to actually, you know, have reconnaissance operations and potentially armed reconnaissance operations well out in the Indian Ocean?
As you know, Vishnu, one of the critical things is persistent surveillance capability. And the MQ-9B is the world's best military unmanned capability for doing that. So with a very high endurance as well as a very high altitude at which it can operate, equipped with long-range radars for detecting and targeting ships at sea or military equipment on land, they're equipped with long-range SIG anti-Nealand sensors, large aperture video sensors, etc., with long-range and short-range potential of carrying weapons. I think this capability and at an operational cost, which is 5 to 6 times more than manned capability, is a very unique world-class capability that India will get.
Dr. Lal, you know, in India we speak about Atmanirbharta in defense, the importance of industrial linkages and collaboration. Do you see potential industrial partnerships in India which are important? How do you view some of the opportunities for General Atomics?
So that's an excellent question. The thanks to Atmanirbharta and the Prime Minister's leadership on this, we have seen several startup companies get to world-class levels in a very short period of time. Of course, the large, medium, and small enterprises have also made great strides. So we have been in discussions with many, many companies at all categories. We have partnerships at the startup level with companies like 114AI in artificial intelligence, with Third Eye Tech in semiconductors, as well as we have relationships with, for example, HAL for the maintenance of the engines, as well as PartForge, where we have started some manufacturing work for the landing gear components. And there are several host of other companies that we have started engaging with. And so I think the entire ecosystem has built up very well in the last few years. And we're very proud of the fact that we will be partnering at all levels, whether large, medium, small, or startup companies, to create an entire ecosystem for the unmanned space.
Dr. Lal, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Quad, because you have an association with the grouping. You're a board member of the Quad Investors Network. How do you see the Quad progressing? What is your takeaway from the Quad meeting this time around?
I think the Quad Leaders Summit was outstanding. I think there were several things that have taken a step forward. I think especially in the maritime security domain, you would have read from the readout that there is a convergence of opinions of all four leaders that there's a lot more to do. And indeed, some of the building blocks that have been set have to be increased. Now, whether we're talking about critical minerals or artificial intelligence or quantum computing, quantum sensing, I think there's potential of great collaboration when all four countries get together. And I see already the foundation laid and much more to come in the years ahead.
Yep. Dr. Lal, you're also a member of the Hoover Institution at Stanford, which looks very closely at institutions or organizations or groupings like Quad. Quad has typically not been a security institution. You know, there's AUKUS for that. Of course, there have been the Malabar series of naval exercises on the sidelines of Quad. But how do you see Quad increasingly being premised around the concept of national security imperatives?
Vish, an excellent question. I think persistent intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance is a critical technology for safeguarding national security interests of like-minded nations like the Quad by deterrence. And creating a common operating picture is an imperative. So a new system could be developed by Quad nations that enables the ISR simulation and synthetic generation of data. This system can allow for coincident collection of multiple sensor modalities of all types across scenarios that are generated to mimic failure threats. So I think an important part of this type of open architecture will be the definition of open, agreed-upon standards that the Quad partner nations can design and develop. So whether it be industry, government, or academia, once the open standards are in place, the multitude of organizations within the Quad nations can then work on the individual capabilities that will comprise the system.
All right, Dr. Vivek Lal, always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you very much.